the judicial landscape in England and Wales. Perhaps less well known is the relatively young Family Drugs and Alcohol Court in London. There's just one, but an independent assessment of it suggests that when it comes to care proceedings, it performs rather well. In the new court, more parents give up drugs and alcohol, more children are able to go back to their families safely, and where the parents fail, the children are moved to a new permanent home more quickly than in traditional family courts. Sancha Berg reports.
Sarah, not her real name, has been a drug addict for most of her life. She's had several children. All have been taken into care. 20 months ago, she became pregnant again. Her words are spoken by an actor.
I was excited. I was scared. I was terrified, really, that the same thing would happen again, no matter what I did, because I've been led to believe that any subsequent babies would automatically be adopted.
The baby was removed when it was 10 days old, but not adopted. That's because this case is being heard in the Specialist Family Drugs and Alcohol Court, or FDAC. Substance abuse by parents is a factor in most care proceedings, but this court is unique. It endeavours to get the parents to overcome their addictions so their children can be returned. District Judge Nicholas Crichton came up with the idea. He showed me one of his courtrooms in central London. In an ordinary family court, the seats are in rows facing the judge, parents behind their lawyers. Here, the chairs are in a horseshoe.
We felt very strongly that having parents sitting behind their lawyers would make them feel to some extent distanced from the judge and the process. By sitting them in a horseshoe next to their lawyers and nobody stands up during the proceedings can become quite non-adversarial at times, which is what we seek to achieve.
And often you don't have lawyers at all?
In FDAC, most of the hearings take place without the lawyers.
In ordinary care proceedings, each side will have their own experts, social workers, doctors and so on. In this court, there's an independent team. They assess the family and provide an intensive programme of support, reviewed by the same judge each fortnight. For Sarah, that's meant she might be able to get her baby back because she's avoided drugs and alcohol for the last 6 months.
This is the only time in my whole life that I have ever been through a rehabilitation programme. It's the only time I've been completely abstinent for a very long time, for 19 years. And if I'd known that I could do all this then, I'm sure I would have done it for my other children.
If she or another parent goes back to drugs or alcohol, then FDAC will remove the child permanently, more quickly than the usual family court. That's one of the findings of the first independent evaluation of FDAC, funded by the Nuffield Foundation. A major criticism of the family court system is that children spend too long in temporary care, leaving them unsettled. Professor Judith Harwin of Brunel University is one of the report's authors.
On average, these cases resulted in a child reaching a permanent placement 7 weeks more quickly than the comparison cases. And we think that is because of the close monitoring by the FDAC team and by the court and the ability to make a skilled judgment that the parents couldn't do this change within the child's timescales.
Her report shows in FDAC more parents stay off drugs and a far higher proportion of children are able to go back to their families. But because this court is relatively small, the evaluation is cautious, saying the initiative is promising. Two government-sponsored reviews have recently praised this scheme too, Eileen Munro's review of child protection and David Norgrove's interim report on the whole family justice system. The Ministry of Justice has funded the scheme for another year and said any decision to extend it depends on further evaluation. Richard Garside of the Crime and Justice Studies think tank doubts much will be done in the current climate.
It took 5 years with a very supportive government and quite a benign economic climate to get one pilot off the ground. We are very clearly in different financial climate, and we also have a different government with different priorities. So I would be surprised if this initiative, whatever its merits may be, is rolled out in a significant way in the foreseeable future.
Meanwhile, drug-addicted parents continue to have children, even though they know they're likely to be removed. Sarah explained why she got pregnant after her last baby was adopted.
I grieve for that baby as if it had died. There's no other way to deal with it in your mind. When the drugs and alcohol stop working, there's only one thing you want, and that's to be a parent. So, yes, that's why people continue to have children. in the hope that they'll get to keep one.
Which is why District Judge Nicholas Crichton is keen to see more courts like this.
In one case, I had to remove the 14th child from one mother, and I know of two judges in England and Wales who have removed the 15th child. Those families are enormously resource intensive. They're costing the taxpayer large sums of money, much more money than this project costs.
That report by Sancho Berg. The time.